What is the reason behind the mitzvah of Shemitah? Why did Hashem command it to us? What is its message? The Mefarshim discuss this question. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that the purpose of this mitzvah is to enter and set into our hearts the creation of the world, the same way that the purpose of Shabbos is to remind us of Sheshes Mei Bereshis, that there's a creator who created the world. So too the Shemitah year, the seventh year, just like the seventh day, is to remind us that Hashem created the world in 7 days. Other Mefarshim, such as the Kli Yakar, take challenge with this approach and say, we already have every single week a Shabbos to remind us of the Creator, that He created the world. Why would we need every 7 years a whole seventh year for this purpose? And therefore the Kli Yakar in Parshas Bahar lengthens in discussion of how the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Shemitah is to strengthen our bitachin in Hashem. In today's times, it's a little difficult to comprehend this, but back then, everyone's livelihood was from fields, vineyards, gardens, agriculture. Letting go of your field for an entire year, letting all passerbys partake, and not allowing yourself to sell the produce or take more than necessary, was a tremendous hit to millions of people's livelihood that lived in Eretz Yisrael, which was the Jewish population. And the Kli Yakar explains that the purpose of this mitzvah is to strengthen our bitachon in Hashem, that it is Hashem that provides one with his parnasa and not the land. And therefore he gave us once every seven years, a full year, a sabbatical, where we rely on Hashem and we trust in Hashem and we let him do the work. As being too extreme in the maisa, in doing the effort, and being too extreme in the bitachin is no good. So therefore, we have 6 years of effort, 1 year of bitachin, full bitachin, we don't do anything. And on that, Hashem promises us that the 6 year will produce 3 years worth of plentiful fullness of food to last for us. Another explanation given behind the Shemitah year is mentioned in the Meir Nevuchim of the Rambam, is for the land itself to rest. It's simply beneficial for the land. The land is worked too hard, and every seven years, in order for its continued progress and production, we need to give the land a rest. So these are the three different approaches that are given in the Mefarshim. In Kabbalah and Chassidus, it's explained that Shemitah, during the Shemitah year, the level of Malchus is elevated. The Sfira of Malchus is elevated just like Shabbos. In other words, just like Shabbos, if there is an elevation of worlds, the entire year of Shemitah, there's an elevation of worlds for one full year. And it's brought down in Sefer Kabbalah that the year of Shemitah is a year of Simcha. And that's why it's brought down in the Kaf HaChaim that those that are accustomed to say Tikkun Rachel, which is a section of Tikkun Chatzeis, do not recite it during the Shemitah year. As during the Shemitah year, it's a time of Simcha above in Shemaim, and therefore it's improper for us to show such feelings of mourning during that time.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.